Vancouver, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States publicly accusing Russia of launching a series of cyber attacks aimed at undermining the upcoming U.S. elections, though senior administration officials are stopping short of calling the intrusion an act of cyber war. In a statement, the U.S. said that it is confident Russia directed the hacks of the National Democratic Committee this past July, leaking thousands of emails that embarrassed the party in the days leading up to its national convention. A Kremlin spokesperson denied the allegations, telling Russian state media they are, in his words, rubbish and nonsense. Russia warns of serious legal consequences arising from U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's comment that Moscow and Damascus should be investigated as a result of their airstrikes on civilian targets in Syria.
These are acts that beg for an appropriate investigation of war crimes.
At the State Department, U.S. officials sought to downplay Mr. Kerry's remarks as nothing new. Secretary used similar terms at the United Nations last month when he denounced Russian and Syrian aerial bombings of hospitals and children as flagrant violations of international law. President Obama has lifted sanctions on Myanmar, saying the country has made substantial advances to promote democracy. He pledged last month he would lift sanctions during a visit to the White House by Myanmar's de facto civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Since elections last November that resulted in her party winning a majority of seats in parliament, Mr. Obama says the situation in Myanmar has been significantly altered. This is VOA News. Hurricane Matthew spared the U.S. state of Florida's most heavily populated Atlantic coastline from a catastrophic blow that now threatens other states nearby. Nikki Haley, governor of South Carolina, one of the states potentially in Matthew's path, makes a plea to the people who live along the state's coastline.
Please evacuate, even if it's to a shelter. Even if you suddenly are sitting at home, we have shelters in Charleston and in every county on the coast that we can have and take care of you during this process.
Meantime, the death toll from Hurricane Matthew continues to rise. As it crossed the Caribbean, many died, including at least 400 in Haiti. International response to the situation in Haiti is pouring in. This year's Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2016 to Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos for his resolute efforts to bring the country's more than 50-year-long civil war to an end.
Santos's peace efforts culminated in a deal this year between the Colombian government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. Colombians, however, rejected the deal in a recent vote. The Philippines has announced it has officially informed the United States that joint patrols in the South China Sea had been suspended following orders from President Rodrigo Duterte. Shortly after the announcement, the spokesperson for the Philippines military, the Marines, Captain Ryan LaCuesta, met with reporters.
Doing this exercise with the Philippine Marine Corps and the United States Marine Corps, it gives us the opportunity to increase our level of capabilities and capacity. Capabilities ranging from command and control, mobility, logistics, maneuver, disaster response operation.
Longtime allies, the U.S. and the Philippines, began planning joint patrols under the previous Philippine government, which had sought to attract a greater U.S. military presence in the region to counter Chinese efforts to take control of the South China Sea. In U.S. politics, Republican Party officials have condemned remarks made by their presidential candidate, Donald Trump, in a 2005 video in which Trump makes lewd comments about women. Trump, who was speaking privately to a host from the televised entertainment program, issued an apology on Friday after the video surfaced. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.